Your big winner today, Live the Web Girl. Song of the day went with Best Boy Band Songs, and she picked Joe and His Brothers with Year 3000. By the way, if you listen to us in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, we got your chance to win some Jonas Brothers tickets. They'll be in Indianapolis this Friday night. So
yes,
around 8:10 Eastern today, your chance to win the Joe Bro tickets here on Radio Now.
Friday the 13th, mind
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, that's not good. No. Producer Porkchop, man, we certainly missed him. He was on a well-deserved vacation, and I want to hear all about your vacation. Also, somewhere in there, I would like to hear about how it went. He has not seen or talked to his sister in 3 years, but we'll get to that. But overall, how was vacation for you, bud?
It was so good and so nice. I haven't seen my parents. I haven't seen my grandma or any of my family or friends in like over a year and 3 months. And I think that's too long for anyone, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Not even the holidays?
No.
No? You like stayed here for Christmas,
yeah,
Thanksgiving?
I did my ex's family for the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just so nice to see them. Like my grandma, she's 92 years old. And she's so sweet.
Kathy!
Come here, little pork chop. It's your grandma. I want to give you a kiss on your lips.
Actually, Kathleen. Kathleen is her name.
Kathleen. Yeah,
so
that was really creepy, Joe.
Sorry, I'm just trying
you
to
sound
be...
like Herb the pervert from Family Guy.
Oh, he was a nice gentleman down the street.
Yeah, no, it's grandma, not a perv, Joe.
Oh.
So my grandma is so cool. She was like, she said, Gary, we need to take a
selfie.
Gary! Yeah,
Gary! Side note, all my family thinks my name is Gary.
Oh my gosh!
Gary!
Yeah, it's like, that's not my name.
Do they call you Gare Bear?
No.
Because I certainly am going to now.
Gare Bear, get over here and kiss me!
Was today years old when I found out your family calls you Gary.
they literally think that's my name, but it's not. Anyway, she's like, Gary, we need to take a selfie. And I'm like, what? Like, how does my grandma, 92 years old, have a smartphone and know how to take a selfie?
I love her!
Yeah, like, my parents don't even have smartphones.
Wait, is your grandma single, or has she still got a guy, or...
Sad story. She married her sweetheart from, they met in kindergarten.
Wow.
And they were married like over like 65 years.
Yeah.
And he just passed away like 2 years ago.
Oh, then you got to help her get on Bumble or something.
I mean,
she's single and ready to mingle at the ripe age of 92, baby.
She's so sweet. So anyways, yeah, great time, seeing family. But there was one family member that I did not talk to while I was at the wedding.
Wait a minute. You didn't? Okay.
That's my sister.
And if you're missing this, Porkchop was so nervous about even going to this wedding for a family member because they have not spoken in 3 years. And just the gist of it, to sum it up, is because she didn't want Porkchop to pretty much come out, like to tell the family, because they thought it would have some negative effects. And if you missed that, you can check out the podcast, a search on our website, and you'll be able to catch up on that because we talked in depth about that. But wait, you guys were there and you didn't talk? I mean...
Well, she wasn't there.
She didn't show?
Right. Unfortunately, a week before she was supposed to fly out, she got a concussion. Like, she hit her head, like, on the car door or something, and her doctor was like, yeah, you should not be flying in a week.
Do you believe that story?
I believe she got a concussion, but probably not like that. She's probably, like...
Relieved.
She's probably out on some dance floor or something and probably hit her head, and she just told my parents she hit her head on the car.
Did you talk to her on the phone at all?
No, of course not.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. You didn't, like, Tanya Harding your sister, did you? You didn't have, like, somebody hit her in the head?
No, she's...
Or
no.
Cause a fender bender?
Yeah, right. I'm not that savvy.
So, I bet that relieved a bunch of anxiety, because you were going to come face-to-face. You haven't spoken. You guys had beef for 3 long years. So, now, what's next for you guys? Will you continue... Will it be 3 more years?
I mean, the next time... I mean, if she ever chooses to reach out to me, like, I don't hold a grudge, you know? If she reaches out to me, like, I'm fine. I'm over it. But I've reached out to her. Last year, I texted her on her birthday, and I got no response. And then my birthday was a week later, and nothing. I mean, that's fine. I don't care. It's whatever.
Yeah. Do you miss her being in your life, or are you cool?
I mean, I feel like the answer to that should be yes.
No, what's the real answer?
But the real answer is, I mean, I'm just so busy. I have so much going on, and I don't know. I like to focus on positive things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... I'm okay. I mean, I would she should be in my life. She's, you know, your sibling is the one person that's with you, like, the longest.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Well, I feel like I have too many siblings because I have 3 sisters, so you are more than welcome to one of my pork chop.
Oh, yeah?
More than welcome.
That family dynamic It's tough, though. I mean, I'm dealing with more family stuff, being back. Like, I lived away for 4 years, so I would just come in, I miss you, I love you, but dealing with everyone's stuff, being in the thick of it, that's a whole other dynamic.
Hmm.
It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope that you have kind of like a coming together. Like, my brother and I, for different reasons, not related to you and your sister, but my brother and I had a really, really bad childhood. We hated each other, and I'm so sad at all the memories that we didn't get to make, but as we've gotten older, and I think after, unfortunately, we had a loss. After our dad passed away when I was 21 and my brother was 18, something flipped, and my brother got his life right. He got clean and sober, and like, we have a real, compared to what we had, like, we actually tell each other we love each other. We never, my family doesn't do that, but we're so much closer now, and I hope for you and your sister, there is a way to bridge that gap. And I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong, but it sounds like for that ever to happen, you're going to have to keep on being the bigger person for whatever reason. She sounds like she's holding her ground. And I'm not saying you better say, hey, let's talk again. But I think it would be good to get some closure on that. But you're doing an awesome job, man. You can't do much more than you are. I'm kind of bummed. Not that I mean, not just for the radio, like for like, ooh, how dramatic it would be. But I there is some anxiety. As much as you are glad she didn't show up, I think it would have been good if you could have at least said, okay, I tried to bury the hatchet and she was not willing.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Maybe not to be continued.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing to do, and this is what I always try to do, agree to disagree. And I always say, hey, I love you. Let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very emotionally aware, intelligent. And unfortunately, people, they have to match you there when they're ready. So that's all you can do.
I don't know. She's in California. I mean, I could call her and text her. She probably won't answer. And I'm not going.
What's her number? We'll call her right now. Like, wake up.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Got a connection to make. That it's will make things smooth and easy.
4 a.m. in Cali.
All right. Well, Pork Chop, we wish you the best, man. Thank you for the update on you and your sister. And other than that, was the wedding fun?
Oh, so much fun.
Did you tear it up on the dance floor?
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you catch the bouquet?
No.
Okay.
The garter belt?
Yeah, something.